Tennessee became our 16th state in 1796, when the American Revolution was still a living memory for most people. In the years since, the group known as the Daughters of the American Revolution has helped to keep that history alive, and they are doing it today, here in Chattanooga in the Tennessee Valley. Linda Moss Mines is the regent of the John Ross chapter of the DAR, and her daughter, Jessica Mines Dumitru, is past regent of the chapter. Linda, Jessica, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
It's great to be here today.
And we have to start off when we're talking about history, the history of this chapter, the history of Daughters of the American Revolution here in the Chattanooga area.
Well, and that's true. And there are five very active chapters of the Daughters of the American Revolution in Chattanooga. Our oldest chapter is the Chickamauga chapter, and it was founded in the 1890s. One of the earliest chapters in Tennessee. Then we had the Nancy Ward chapter and the Judge David Campbell chapters that were founded after that. Chief John Ross chapter was founded in 1923, so we're coming up on our centennial. We're pretty excited, already planning for that. And then our fifth chapter, the Moccasin Bend chapter, was founded in 1954, I believe. There are options available for anyone who's interested in their heritage and their descent from someone who was a patriot during the American Revolution. There are five excellent choices for them in the Chattanooga area.
And how have these chapters told the story of the American Revolution as it pertains to this area? Tennessee was not one of the original 13 colonies, but it was soon joined the Union.
I think what you will see sort of multiple levels, if you look at even the names of the five chapters, you have four that have Cherokee Indian references to them. And that's a tribute to the fact that even during that time immediately following the American Revolution, this was Cherokee territory, especially south of the Tennessee River. In addition to that, if you looked at a compilation of all of our Revolutionary War ancestors, you would find that there are probably 2,000 or more, probably significantly more than that, individuals who are represented. And I think one of the things that most people think is I have to have had someone who was fighting on the Continental Line with George Washington. Well, I will tell you that sitting here together, my ancestors who fought in the American Revolution were pretty much dirt farmers. They were privates. They were often parts of the militia that volunteered their services and they fought. Now, I will tell you with a bit of a grimace that my daughter descends from a colonel who served as the master muster and did indeed at one point serve with General Washington. He was out of the Virginia region. I sort of resent that, but it's a fact. I think the other thing that's important for people to know about the Daughters of the American Revolution is that there are a tremendous number of patriots of color. There are native patriots. There are patriots who never lifted a gun, but they may have furnished supplies. They may have signed oaths supporting the revolution. All of that counts as patriotic service. And I have so often had people who were interested in the DAR say, I don't have anyone who would have ever been a patriot. And then you start looking at their lineage, and I love doing the genealogy part.
I do not. I am here for the service aspect.
Exactly. We divide duties.
And that's another thing to really remember is you don't have to be a genealogist to be a member of the Daughters of the American Revolution. That is a cornerstone for your application to get in. But once you're admitted, we have so many varying activities and service projects that it covers the gamut. If you really are into nature and conservation and victory gardens or bees, you can do that. If you're a big supporter of the veterans, we do that. If you're a teacher and want to focus on education in the schools about history or service projects, we have that. And so it's not a one peg fits all. And we are not, it's good to point out that I think people have an image in their head about what the DAR is or was. It's little ladies sitting around with teacups in a social civic gathering. But we are so much more than that. In fact, we have a slogan, we're today's DAR. And we have a lot of what we call junior members. And they're the people that are aged 40 and under. We are growing that category exponentially, and we love to be involved. And one of the big pushes that we have right now is inclusion of minorities. because like my mom said, they have patriots. They would have ancestors that could be members. And the entire color of fabric of our nation founded our nation. And so they should be represented in the DAR today.
And that's an evolution, not only for the DAR in general, but for the DAR chapters here, even the ones that were named for Cherokee leaders.
That's so true. And, you know, there was a period of time that doing research from a genealogical standpoint, if you were doing research for someone of color, and I might point out that we actually have very active chapters in Europe. We have chapters in Spain and France and Italy. We have chapters in Mexico because the American Patriot experience was something that attracted people even from foreign nations who came here and fought. And then many of them return to their countries. You know, if you look at our Louisiana chapters, they are such a wonderful, as Ras said, a diverse tapestry of what this nation looked like. But it used to be difficult to do that sort of genealogical research because if you were a free person of color, you would appear maybe in the census. If you were not, you often didn't appear by full name. But today we have the ability to go into the National Archives. We are able to go into the state archives. And there really are more records that exist. They were just not accessible 50 years ago or 100 years ago. Today they are. And I think for me as a historian, I'm going to speak for Raz, but Raz as an attorney and someone who's really interested in civic affairs and entrepreneurship, each of those categories is important in the DAR. And to be able to bring people together who have interest. And she's right. I like doing the genealogy. I love the veteran service projects. And the other thing is that, you know, we have people who say this season of my life, I'm working full time. I have a family. I'm actively involved in my church. I don't have a lot of hours to donate right now. You know what? That's okay. We still encourage those people to join with us because the seasons of our lives change as we age. And what I'm able to do today, I was not able to do 3 years ago. I have to give credit to Raz and to our junior members because we have a number of incredibly active junior members across the chapters in Chattanooga. But Raz was regent while moving to Chattanooga, while running Art Creations with toddlers. And at one point, my late husband said, "How in the world did you let her do that?" Well, she's very service-minded and has been since she was young. So there's an opportunity for everyone at every stage.
And when it comes to the service opportunities, talk to me more about history. Talk to me more about civics. So many stories have been written for too many years about how little so many Americans know about history, especially the history of the Revolution, and civics, how government works.
The school system, unfortunately, they don't have the resources to really spend a lot of time on any one topic. They have to be focused on certain criteria for the testing results. A wonderful project that the local DAR chapters do, in fact, they do it nationwide, but specifically here in Chattanooga, is we've actually divided up all the schools in the area amongst the five chapters. And with that, we then put together packets that we contact the schools every year and provide teachers online resources, handouts that they can do. We will go into the schools, well, pre-COVID, we would go into the schools and we can offer flag protocol lessons. We can offer lessons on the American Revolution and tell fun stories. We can get dressed up in revolutionary attire to make it fun, especially for the elementary kids. We are there to be a resource to help in any way that we can to bring it alive for kids so that they're interested and they want to then learn more. And then we can provide the resources for them to do. And of course, we have so many more online resources now that they can access at home, especially during virtual learning. So I think that we're trying to help expand everyone's knowledge and excitement about our history. And thankfully, with the musical Hamilton, it's been a little bit easier. They are a little bit more interested in learning about their founding fathers. So,
if the kids don't know what Hamilton is, their parents certainly do, and that helps hook them all in.
Yes.
Well, and I would also mention that, you know, for people out there who are interested in the Daughters of the American Revolution, and by the way, there is a Sons of the American Revolution. The local chapter is the John Sevier chapter. There's only one SAR chapter that's actually in Hamilton County. There are other chapters across the state. But we as a group sponsor a Children of the American Revolution chapter. And there are all sorts of activities that the kids can get into. And I think we all know as being parents and grandparents that it has to be hands-on. It has to be activity-oriented. And the CAR, which is what they are called, we focus on doing things where they too, you know, whether they want to be part of a drum and fife corps, as they might have been during the time of the revolution. I'm doing papers right now on someone whose ancestor was a 16-year-old drummer boy, which was actually old for a drummer boy, but a 16-year-old drummer boy in Virginia. But we do that. We do trips to historical sites. We go to reenactments. And I know that sounds kind of nerdy, but it's fun nerd. I mean, it's the kind of thing that kids can get into. I mean, how much fun is it to watch people fire cannons and then actually talk about that process, mixing together science and history and all those sorts of things. So the entire family can be involved as much or as little as they want to.
And there's no age limit on the CAR. You literally can join the day you're born. So we take them from little all the way up.
I might have signed up a couple of my grandchildren at age two or maybe one. And, you know, they attend those things that are at their interest level. And we try to do programming to draw in young people. We're very mindful of the fact that, you know, the truth of it is that today's seniors were not alive when 9/11 happened.
Seniors in high school.
Seniors in high school. So the American Revolution is so distant to their realm of probably much knowledge at all, unless they grew up in a family that loves history. And we want to make sure that they understand that who we are today is a product of who we have been all along. And that while we are a flawed nation, we have made some progress, and future progress depends on them. And how better to get someone involved being an active citizen than
Getting them involved young and getting them to engage in the civic process. And not everything that develops and shapes our nation revolves around politics. It starts with helping your neighbor. It starts with recognizing people that have served your nation. It's little things like that, that slowly one piece, one piece, one piece comes together. And that's what we're trying to tell them. They don't have to right every wrong. They just have to pick one area and do the best they can.
And where can they go online? Where can they call for more information and to participate?
Each of the five chapters has a public Facebook site. You can always log on and search for Chattanooga DAR, and the five chapters all have a site. I certainly would love, and we're very careful to help members find the chapter that fits them best as far as meeting time, location, all of that. I am very comfortable with people emailing me. My email is out there publicly as County Historian. It's Local History Counts. Amen. localhistorycounts@gmail.com. And we'll be glad to put them in touch. We suggest that people visit a couple of different chapters because sometimes you just click in a group and sometimes it's not the perfect fit.
And also you can search online either by Facebook or by the website. If they go to www.dar.org, that's the national website, and they can just learn more about the basic history behind the DAR and our motto and the things that drive us. We also have a Tennessee website, and that's tndar.org.
All right. Linda, Jessica, thanks so much.
Thank you for having us.